motorcycle impacted the guardrail, sliding to a stop. Knowles was transported to Stormont Vale Hospital in Topeka for treatment of suspected serious injuries. Knowles was now wearing a safety helmet at the time of the crash. The last day to register to vote is approaching for the Kansas primary on August 2nd. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab has announced that the final day to register to vote in the primary is July 12th. Kansas will not be able to register to vote again until August 3rd once the deadline passes. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network News.
Good morning. This is Kerry with the El Dorado Livestock Auction. This week we're going to have a good run of cattle. We're expecting around 1,500 to 2,000 for our special stocker feeder sale this week. Some of our featured consignments will be a group of 100 mostly black steers and heifer calves that have been home raised. They'd be weighing 550 to 650. We'll have a group of 100 mostly black steer calves that have been weaned for 75 days that'll be weighing 475 to 5.5. Then we'll have a group of 28 red Angus steers that are home raised and weaned for 60 plus days weighing 6 to 7. And on top of that, we're going to have about 15 loads of feeder cattle, steers and heifers, both that'll be weighing anywhere from around 750 to 1,000 pounds on those loads. You can see a full breakdown of all these cattle on our website, which is www.eldoradolivestock.com. Feel free to give us a phone call at 316-320-3212.
A former teacher at a private Christian school in Wichita has pleaded guilty to one count of having sexual relations with a student under 16. Police arrested Matthew McFerrin, who had been a high school teacher and assistant soccer coach at Trinity Academy in Wichita early last year. Police began investigating after receiving a tip that McFerrin, now 43, was in a relationship with a 16-year-old student. McFerrin was fired from the K-12 school soon after he was arrested in March of 2021. New improvements may be coming to Kansas's passenger rail system, including expanded routes to and from cities in Oklahoma and Missouri. The current update to the Heartland Flyer included in KDOT's draft would connect the Heartland Flyer to Southwest Chief. This connection would create a line running from Newton all the way to Fort Worth, Texas, and bringing the number of round trips from 1 to 3. Additionally, the KDOT draft included a section addressing the extension of the Missouri Runner with Kansas locations. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Gas prices got you like. Gas prices may keep you at home a little more than normal this summer. That's okay. Feel like a kid again and treat yourself to a new internet plan.
Get Blue Valley Internet Service or upgrade your speed to get a $50 Sinclair gas card. Then play through your day with kid-like excitement. Call Blue Valley Technologies at 877-876-1228 to get rolling with new internet today.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. In the housing census report for all three Crossroads locations in the Tri-Cities, the number of guests that have stayed at the shelter now since the beginning of the year have increased by 43% when compared to the same time frame last year. And Crossroads isn't the only shelter in the area seeing the effects of inflation. During the first quarter of this year, Hope Harbor in Grand Island was operating its shelter at 50 to 60% capacity. This quarter, 80 to 90% of the shelter rooms are full. Gearing police were dispatched to a house in reference to a physical disturbance. The altercation was between 47-year-old Cody Greeley and his wife. Court documents stated that Greeley's wife told officers that she was asleep in bed when her husband came into the bedroom and hit her in the head with an open hand, causing her to wake up. Court documents also stated that she explained to police that he also grabbed her hair, pulling it and pinning her head to the armrest of the couch. Greeley was arrested for domestic assault third degree. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Hey, here's your 4 grilled cheese double burgers. Enjoy your Sonic.
So, could you ever over-cheese something?
Can you over-a-cheese?
No, not over-cheese. Over-a-cheese.
What do you get when you combine two cheesy, craveable classics? The Sonic Grilled Cheese Double Burger. Made with 3 slices of melty American cheese layered between 2 100% pure seasoned beef patties and held together by thick Texas toast. Try one half price when you order in the Sonic app. Exclusions apply. See app for details. Limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Frankfurt Development Trust was recently awarded an $82,000 Heritage Trust Fund grant through the Kansas Historical Society to be used toward preservation of the historic Frankfurt School building. Cole Fredrickson was named athletic director at Marysville Junior Senior High at the recent USD 364 school board meeting. Fredrickson has been with the district for 15 years, serving as a teacher and head wrestling coach, and last year was named assistant principal, posts which he will also maintain. In addition, Ben Wartenberger will assume the post of head girls high school basketball coach following the resignation of Amy Renier. Wartenberger has 15 years previous experience as girls head coach at Remington High School, and he's taught in the district at Marysville since 2018. Marysville School Board, at their last meeting, accepted the resignations of Amy Renier as junior senior high special ed teacher and girls basketball coach, and Jamie Miniman as band director. They hired Paige Howard as an elementary teacher and approved transfer of Blake Nations to serve as instrumental music and band director. Community National Bank of Seneca is finalizing a merger with Vision Bank of Topeka, resulting in a combined $900 million institution with seven Kansas locations serving Seneca, Sabetha, Tonganoxie, Basser, Topeka, and Overland Park. Community National was founded by local investors in 1984 and has a division, CNB Custody, in Seneca that handles retirement account administration. Homestead Days in Beatrice run through Sunday with the kickoff Thursday evening, 5:30 till 8:30 downtown. Among many other events, a cruise night is planned Friday from 6 to 7:30 with the annual Jayhusker Swap Meet in the park Saturday and Sunday. Homestead Days Parade is Saturday morning at 10 with crafts and demonstrations from 10 to 4 and a car show Saturday afternoon, noon to 6. The full schedule is online at homesteaddays.com. Hanover Days of 49 kick off Thursday, continuing Friday and Saturday, with Moore's Greater Amusements operating each evening. Landall Company is providing free wristbands Thursday, 5:30 till 8:30, with rides 6 until 10 p.m.
Thursday, our friends at Landall are taking care of all of the rides that night. Free rides at the carnival that whole evening for anybody that wants to attend. They start at 6 o'clock. That's Thursday night, so that's all free rides all Thursday, and then there will be the ability to buy tickets or wristbands on Friday and Saturday.
Full details of all the events are on the Hanover Days of 49 Facebook page. Free entertainment each evening will include Angie Kreitz and the Polka Tunes Thursday, 6 until 10, with the Soul Preachers Friday and the Joker Band Saturday nights at 9. Parades are Friday at 6:30 and Saturday at 5:30, and a new event added this year is an open tractor show. Matt Jandra explains.
Everybody on the chamber was just discussing ways to kind of involve the community a little bit more, something fun, something kind of different that we might all enjoy checking out, and that was one of the ideas. So we're going to roll with the tractor show starting at noon on Friday.
Now, I guess anyone welcome, any stage, a tractor, restoration, whatever they want, right?
That's kind of what we decided was, if you have something that you want to show, bring it on out, and we're going to let it be entered into the show and let everybody walk around and see what's there. If you somehow missed the tractor show on Friday, you have no reason to miss it on Saturday because it is all day.
Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute commodities Friday, June 24th. This distribution is for anyone that feels they need food, no income requirements in place. They have lots of frozen food and some boxes of dry foods that will be handed out from the South Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday, June 24th, beginning at 8 a.m. This, again, is for anyone in Marshall County needing food. For additional information, contact the Agency on Aging office at 562-5522. Faye K. Downey, age 75, of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Monday, 5 until 7, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Faye Downey. Marjorie A. Bergman, age 93, of Lillis, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Tuesday, 10:30 at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Lillis. Burial in the church cemetery. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 8 p.m. at the church. Rosary at 7. Campanella Stewart, funeral home of Walmigo, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Bergman. Audrey L. Searcy, age 86, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Wymore Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday, 6 until 7:30. Laughlin Hove Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Louise Searcy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, salmon, macaroni and cheese, broccoli and cherries. Tomorrow, Monterey chicken, cornbread casserole, carrots and rosy applesauce. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine early on today, then a chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout the afternoon and overnight. With our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the mid-80s and mid-90s throughout Nebraska, the lower to upper 90s throughout Kansas, and the mid to upper 80s throughout Missouri. Showers and thunderstorms become likely overnight tonight with our lows in the mid to upper 60s throughout Iowa, the lower 60s and lower 70s throughout Nebraska, the lower 60s and upper 70s throughout Kansas, and the upper 60s and lower 70s throughout Missouri. More showers possible throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Iowa, the lower to mid-90s throughout Nebraska, the upper 90s and lower 100s throughout Kansas, and the mid-80s and lower 90s throughout Missouri. More showers will be possible throughout Friday night and Saturday before clearing up throughout early Sunday morning. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-June, 88. Record high on this date, 106. The average low 66 and the record low 47. Sunset this evening 8:57. Sunrise in the morning at 6:02. 70 with a cloudy overcast, and that's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 23rd of June. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Welcome to the 44th Annual Homestead Day Celebration. Happening the 22nd through the 26th at the Beatrice Chamber, and participating members invite you to take part in all the activities that will be going on. Check out things like Rib Fest, the parade, car shows, the flea market, kids and family activities, the color run, live music and dancing, fireworks, and so much more. To be sure you don't miss out on any of the action, get your brochure at homesteaddays.com. Enjoy the 44th Annual Homestead Day Celebration. Call 223-2338 for more information.
Lord Stanley's Cup will be in the building Friday night. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on Sports. Stanley Cup Final Game 4 last night. Colorado's Nazem Kadri returned to the lineup after sitting out four games with a thumb injury and just in time to be the overtime hero, but it took a while for anybody to notice.
Icing is waved off as Darcy Kemper starts a charge the other way. Lehkonen just off the bench. Quickly ahead, Nazem Kadri inside the circle. Kadri! Where's the puck? How did that not go in?
It did. It did go in.
It did?
It did.
It did! He scores!
Stars.
The call on Altitude Sports Network. The goal coming 12 minutes into the sudden death overtime. Avalanche beat the Lightning 3-2. Kadri spoke with ESPN's Emily Kaplan postgame.
I've been waiting for this my whole life, so I figured I'd stop waiting and just try to join the party.
The Avalanche now hold a likely insurmountable 3-1 lead and can win the Stanley Cup in front of a friendly crowd in Denver Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Baseball, the Orioles' Austin Hayes contributed to his team's record book.
That ball's hit well center field, and this is extra bases. Is it 2 or 3? If it's 2, he's going to stop at second. Austin Hayes has just become the 6th Oriole to hit for the cycle.
The call on 98 Rock FM. The rain would come soon after, and the Orioles beat Washington 7-0 in 6 innings. Hayes finished with 3 ribbies on the night. A slugfest in Minneapolis. Oscar Gonzalez tied it at 10 in the top of the 9th. Gonzalez would then come home on Owen Miller's sack fly, and Cleveland held on to beat the division rival Twins 11-10. Gonzalez also hit a 2-run blast in the 7th, finishing with 4 RBI. Retired NFL defensive end Tony Saragusa died. His career spanned 12 seasons and included winning the Super Bowl with Baltimore in 2001. Tony Saragusa, the Goose, was 55. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Hanover Days at 49 run Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with Land All Night at the Carnival Thursday, June 23rd. The rides are on Landall Company. Grab a wristband 5:30 till 8:30 and join in the fun with rides from 6 until 10 p.m. Landall Night Thursday, the days of 49, with the carnival in full operation Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. These area merchants say don't miss the Hanover Days of 49. Hanover Electric brings home comfort to you. They're your authorized Lennox home comfort dealer, Hanover Electric. Hanover Hospital and the Warren Clinic, caring for the community's health care needs. Duas Automotive, an Auto Value Certified Service Center. Quality work by professionals at Duas Automotive. And Googs in Hanover, a great place to unwind. With a full menu, drinks, and cold beer, follow their specials on Facebook at Googs in Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. President Biden yesterday calling on Congress and states to provide direct relief to consumers facing increased gas and diesel prices. The price of gas up dramatically around the world by almost $2 a gallon in America, the White House says. They say since Putin began amassing troops at the border of the Ukraine. The federal government charges an 18-cent per gallon of gasoline tax and 24-cent tax per gallon of diesel. Those taxes fund highways and public transportation through the Highway Trust Fund. But gas prices near $5 a gallon on average across the country. The president calling on Congress to suspend the gas tax for up to 3 months or until the end of September. That to give Americans a little extra breathing room as they deal with the effects of Putin's war in Ukraine. The president also calling on Congress to ensure that the gas tax holiday has no negative effect on the Highway Trust Fund. Senate Ag Committee has passed the Bipartisan Meatpacking Special Investigator Act. The legislation will address anti-competitive practices in the meat and poultry industry. Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa said with the passage of the bill, his year-long beef with big cattle is one step closer to being settled. The legislation would create the Office of Special Investigator for Competition Matters within USDA's Packers and Stockyards Division. The special investigator will have a team of investigators with subpoena power dedicated to prevent and address anti-competitive practices in the meat and poultry industries and enforcing antitrust law. The committee also passed the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act. NCBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said creating a duplicate bureaucratic new special investigator role is the wrong approach. But National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said the committee action welcome in the move toward boosting enforcement of competition laws that can get to the bottom of the abusive market practices. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag markets from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier, starting off a Thursday today. Good Thursday morning. Markets opening up here in just a little bit. Yesterday on Wednesday, we saw things wrap up kind of mixed, but mostly lower in the grains, a little bit lower in the livestock overall. As we finish off the day, we'll see what's in store for us today. Grain market yesterday definitely kind of had a back and forth. Corn and wheat started off red, went into the green for most of the day in trading, and then bounced back down overall. by the end of the day. As July corn finished mixed with July up 7.25 to 768 even a bushel. September was down 7.25 on the day to 702 even. In the wheat market, July KC wheat finished off 2 pennies in the red to 10.39 1/4. September down 2.5 at 10.45 3/4. In the soybean market, July soybeans were down 28.25 cents overall to 16.52 3/4. August down by 34.5 cents on the day to 15.64 1/4. It was mixed in the meal market yesterday as July was up just slightly, $1.10 higher to 4.32.40. August down by 60 cents at 4.15 30 cents. In the oil market, July soybean oil was down 2.71 at 70.66 overall. Cotton market was trending mixed most of the day yesterday. We saw a little bit of red at the end of the day as well, with July down 19 cents at 143.32. October, they took a big hit. That's 2 days in a row they've seen near $12 combined over the last couple of days down. That was down $6 yesterday at 114.66 overall. And the oats market, a little bit lower here, with July oats finishing yesterday 14.75 cents down at 621 3/4. Livestock market was pretty consistent on the board yesterday, as we saw a lot of red for both the cattle and the lean hogs overall. The live cattle for June down $1.70 on the day, sitting at 136.12. August also down $1.32 at 134.92. Feeder cattle market mostly lower here, as August was in the red $2.15 at 173.15. And the lean hogs saw some red down 87 cents on the day to 111.85.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9 tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Seventh Plans First Council Casino and Resort is the place to be for summer fun. Bring the family to our spacious indoor water park for plenty of smiles and splash while you pile up the cash on our casino floor. There's always more at Seventh Plans Casino and Resort. More rewards when using your Seventh Plans rewards card. More red spins and more jackpots and more entertainment. We bring the best in live concerts and events right here in North Central Oklahoma. Plan a weekend and come see us for more at Seventh Plans Casino and Resort, where the winners play.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated operating on their summer schedule with sales every other week, so no sale this Thursday, no sale today. They will offer a sale Thursday, June 30th, and no sale again July 7th. Their sales schedule, early consignments posted on their website, MarysvilleLivestock.com. Call any of their fieldmen for early consignment listings. Again, no sale today. They will have a sale next Thursday at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
It doesn't matter if it cuts a wide or narrow path. If your farm is in that path, a hail or windstorm will damage two things, your crop and your bottom line, in a matter of minutes. With already tight margins, take the stress out of seeing those clouds roll in and that thunder rumbling by adding Crop Hail to your coverage now. Crop Hail is a very affordable and simple way to extend your risk protection plan. The rates are great this year, so call Tammy at Alliance Insurance today, 785-562-2393, to quote hail, wind, and extra harvest expense. And thank you, farmers, for all you do.
Heaster & Associates will conduct a large two-day live auction June 25th and 26th at the fairgrounds in Syracuse, Nebraska. Numerous antiques, including furniture, kitchen and household, crocks, advertising items, and primitives, glassware, a very large assortment of antique hand tools, and children's metal toys and games, plus guns and ammo, trading cards, hit-and-miss motors, and miscellaneous. See the sale bill online, GoEaster.com. Two sale rings both days, Saturday and Sunday, June 25th and 26th, at the Kimmel Arena on the Otoe County Fairgrounds at Syracuse. Sale conducted by Easter & Associates. GoEaster.com online.
The heartland becomes the sea of corn this time of year, and we take an in-depth look at the nation's biggest crop on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 23rd, the 174th day of the year. Actress Frances McDormand has a birthday along with Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. If you drive through the Corn Belt this time of year, you'll notice that knee-high by the 4th of July is no longer the true measure of a healthy corn crop. These days, advanced hybrids are typically shoulder height or better by the 4th. And here are some other fascinating corn facts to chew on. Corn is actually a type of grass, and scientists say the oldest ears of corn were tinier than the baby corn you find at the salad bar. What about popcorn? There's evidence that cave dwellers were cooking and enjoying popcorn as early as 5,000 years ago. Few clues were left about the movies they were watching at the time. There is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
7:30 from KNDY. An overcast sky and 70 degrees. We'll look for cooler highs in the 80s yet today. Could be some hit-miss showers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports two-time All-Big 12 first-team selection Dean Wade will suit up for the Cleveland Cavaliers next season. The Cavs exercised the former Cats' fourth-year team option Wednesday night. Wade appeared in 51 games and started 28 of those for Cleveland last year, averaging just over 5 points a game and nearly 3 rebounds a game. Former KU star Sharon Collins is already adding to his coaching staff for the upcoming year. Collins was announced as the new head coach on June 8th at Free State High School in Lawrence. Collins will be hiring his former teammate at Kansas, Tyshawn Taylor, to his staff. Taylor was a four-star prospect in 2008 and stayed with the Jayhawks until 2012. Taylor was a first-team All-Big 12 pick and a third-team All-American in 2012, where he averaged over 16 points and nearly 5 assists a game. He also went on to be drafted by the Nets in 2012. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network Sports.
KNDY.
We were born in this little town. Growing up, I was counting down every single day till we made our getaway. But you said you could never see yourself trying to make a life anywhere else. This would be your home. And I was on my own. But ever since you said goodbye, I've been out here on the wind. And baby, you would be surprised at all the places you have been. I've seen you in Albuquerque, waiting out a blizzard. Passing through, the conversation always turns to you, and I hear you're doing fine, living out by the county line. Got a man that's home every night, a couple of kids, and the kind of life that you want to lead. Guess you could say the same for me. But you and I made our choices all those years ago. Still I know I'll hear your voice and see you down the road. Maybe in Oklahoma, driving across the prairie.